RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back on Friday. Garrett is filling in for Dylan behind the glass. And it's a Falcons victory Tuesday. So 2 days in a row, we've got Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, on the line.
Analyst.
And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, Mike says you were featured on the Halo board last night with Wes.
Yeah,
that was nice of the organization to do that. We've been fortunate to be a part of the Falcon broadcast for quite a while, and we've seen a lot of stuff and called Mike's touchdown and all the things that he did when he was with the Falcons. But yeah, it's been fun to be a part of the organization, and that was very kind of them to recognize Wes and I having been around for 20-plus years. So that was very kind of the organization. Very nice.
It's very well-deserved as well, and obviously a great win for the Falcons last night. Dave, what do you think has come together for this team over the last 3 weeks?
Well, it's a lot of things. I think that when you kind of come together as a unit, I think that there's a lot of growing that has to happen. There's been a lot of conversation about the coaching and young coordinators like a Zach Robinson and getting a feel for what works, what doesn't. You've had changes in key positions. Certainly the quarterback position makes it sometimes tough to transition because those two guys are different in a lot of ways. I mean, there's certain things that Kirk can do that certainly Michael doesn't do, and there's a lot of things that Michael can do from a arm strength standpoint that Kirk doesn't, so you have to adjust to that. I think some of the injury scenarios, trying to overcome what's gone on at the right tackle position at times, it's been maddening. Wilkinson's done some really good stuff. He's also done some stuff that drives you crazy. He's got 9 false start penalties this year that derail drives and things, but just the growing piece of it. Guys making plays when they've been put up to bat, that has been inconsistent as well. You got a brand new defensive system that I think the guys have taken to, but they've had their moments where they haven't played as well as Brick would like them to play. And then you've had your moments on special teams. So there's just been a lot of things that have kind of ebbed and flowed. But I think that the one thing they've done is they've never gotten down on themselves. I thought they continue to work. I think that's maybe cliched and the fan takes it for granted that they're going to do that. But it's hard to go out there and keep getting after it when things aren't going your way. And they got in that 5-game losing streak, and that can be a gut punch. But they kept fighting. I thought Jesse Bates said it the best last night about how they just have continued to try to win for one another and fight through the adversity.
Arch, I wanted to get your thoughts on not only Jesse, but Xavier Watts back in the secondary. I mean, this so much focus this offseason and really throughout this year has been made on the fact that you traded the Rams pick for, you know, traded the Rams next year's 2026 first-round draft pick, and you got back James Pierce. You also got Xavier Watts in the process. And, look, I can break down offensive line skill sets all day, but I can't put my finger on what exactly it is that makes Xavier Watts so good back there in the secondary. The rookie interceptions, he's just been incredible throughout the year, and you see him growing right there next to Jesse Bates.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, that's the tactical piece to the trade that I think people forget about, Mike, is that they trade and they got a third-round pick that they ultimately ended up in Watts. And I think the thing that you point to, first of all, is his ball skills. I mean, the guy's a former wide receiver. When he went to Notre Dame, as a wide receiver, as you know. And for whatever reason, from injury standpoint, whatever, they moved him over to the defensive side of the football, and he's a two-time first-team All-American his last 2 years at Notre Dame with 13 interceptions over those two seasons. He's got a ball hawk mentality to him. There's one thing to be able to track the ball. It's the other thing to make some of those catches. The ball's not thrown to him. And for him to go get the football the way he does, the two interceptions last night were really, you know, just his ball skills. And then what he's learned, I think he's really spent a lot of time with Jesse Bates. I think he was already obviously a pretty good safety. Jesse talks about his middle of field skills that were veteran-like. He talked about it in the interview last night that we had with Jesse after the game. But he's really learned a lot about things to look for and read. Now, he got beat last night. He got over-anxious and over-aggressive, and they took advantage of it. They ran that over route with Ferguson, started to make it look like it was a deep over route. Then he went back to the corner. And Watts got caught peeking in the backfield, and Ferguson went right by him for an easy touchdown. So still a lot of stuff for the young guy to learn. But I think it just starts with his ball skills. He just understands how to track the football. And then kind of the safety piece of it, he's a pretty good tackler. Obviously, he's got over 80 tackles. Got beat last night on – came up and bump and run and got beat on the slot fade last night too for another big play. So he's still continuing to learn. So we're not even close to seeing what he could potentially be.
Well, Bijan had an incredible night. We've been talking about that 93-yard touchdown this morning. What do you think makes Bijan so special? How has he gotten to this level?
There's guys that are geniuses – Allie, that in what they do, you know, and whether it's a comedian or an actor or a football player, you know, there are guys that just have a brilliance about them that is hard to describe. It's hard to define. Now, when you see that combined with his physical gifts, you know, obviously he's very faith-based. He always starts every interview with thanking God and for his opportunity and his abilities. And man, they certainly are divine. There's no question about it. His ability to do what he does, there's nobody else that can do what he does. And his start-stop, his vision beyond, it's like he sees things happening before they happen. That's why I call him the Matrix. He does stuff that you know, is computer-like. I mean, he predicts the patterns with which guys are going to attack him, and he makes them miss, and he sees the next and the next guy and where that's coming from as well. And it's a special deal. I was talking to Rich McKay last night about him, and Rich was talking about some of the guys that he remembered back in his day. There was a guy named Mike Garrett who was an outstanding player, won the Heisman Trophy at USC, that had great speed. and had some of the start stop ability that Bijan has, but not the ability to catch the ball in the backfield. You talk about Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders, if you want to talk about the running style, that's as close as you're going to find to his running style to be able to make you miss in a phone booth the way he does. Just eyes in the back of his head. But Barry wasn't as good a receiver as Bijan is. We're talking about a guy now that's potentially in a realm, if he can, you know, obviously knock on wood and he's blessed to stay healthy enough. This is a guy that's going to be one of the all-time great players in NFL history.
Arch, I wanted to get your thoughts on Jeff Ulbrich as well. You and I had multiple conversations yesterday and talking about how kind of felt like the Falcons had to play a perfect game of sorts. You know, you had to really pick your spots and when you wanted to pressure Matt Stafford, when you wanted to back off, when you wanted to rush three. It felt like Ulbrich, and you mentioned it a minute ago, there were a couple of blown coverage. Xavier Watts was guilty of peeking in the backfield one time. There was another, you know, incident right there at the end of the game. But for the most part, I thought Jeff Ulbrich's game plan was about as bulletproof as you can come by when you're facing an offense like they faced last night.
Yeah, they did a really good job, Mike, of winning one-on-one battles. I thought that Ulbrich was able to stay with some four-man pressures. Now, he did come with, you know, as you know, five- and six-man pressures a few times. And frankly, Stafford was able to slide up, climb in a pocket. He beat him a couple times. There was one fourth-down play where Atlanta tried to heat him up, and they did a really good job of picking up. Now, they might have gotten away with a little bit of a hold. Williams steps up and picks Divine Vablo up on an A-gap blitz, and they push him past Stafford. Stafford slides in the pocket and is able to complete a fourth down play, a big play that pushed the ball down into deep plus territory. But I just thought that they did a really good job of winning one-on-one battles, especially in the first half. I thought they did some really good stuff against the run game. That was, you and I talked about how we kind of thought they were going to come in and try to do what they've kind of been doing certainly the last half of the season, and playing that 13 personnel, 12 personnel, and playing bully ball and push you around. And they tried to do that, and Atlanta wasn't having anything of it. And they were winning up front, getting off blocks and getting guys on the ground. Now, they started to get some footing in that in the second half. Give them credit. They stuck with their game plan. They didn't panic when they were down 21-0, which is what good teams are going to do. But I just ultimately, I thought Ulbrich really had the back seven really dialed into what they wanted to do from some of their match coverages, because they still played zone, but as you know, they play a zone coverage, but they're the man principles of playing match. And that's ultimately what got Watts beat on the play that Ferguson scores the touchdown on. He's got the over route, even though it's zone coverage, he's going to jump the over route if he tries to go across the field. And he ended up getting beat because they went back to the corner. But they did a really good job of switching things off in the back end. There'd be a guy on one side of the field waiting on some of the routes. So they were really well prepared. I don't know if the extra day helped them prepare. Certainly Raheem Morris and his knowledge of what the Rams like to do on offense, Zach Robinson's knowledge of what they like to do on offense. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a lot of conversations between the two sides of the staff to get ready for this one. Because I thought they were really well prepared.
Well, Arch, thank you so much for making the time for us 2 days in a row. I know you had a late night, so we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, Arch is like a fifth member of the show at this point.
Got it. And thanks from Mike. Mike jumped in with us in the pregame, late pregame there. He was our legend that we interviewed. He did a good job of breaking some stuff down for us. We appreciate Mike doing that with us there late in the pregame, and Wes and I's piece of it. But I do need to throw a shout out to Bradley Pinion now. There was a sequence at the end of the first half, guys, where, you know, this Ram team could have climbed right back in the game. And you got the big interception by Watts, obviously, that Mike talked about. But Pinion has a 61-yard punt out of the back of his own end zone that was a monster kick. I talked to Brad after the game, and he had not had a full punt for about three games. Remember, he's been punting that plus territory punts, trying to drop them inside the 20-yard line. In fact, broke the Falcon record last night for inside the 20-yard line punts in a season last night. Congratulations to him. But when you needed him to, he hit a rocket that changed the dynamic dimension of the field and pushed the Rams back into their own territory. So I got to throw a little shout out to Brad Pinion. He doesn't get a lot of love.
I completely agree, Arch. One of the things we talked about off the top of the show was, It's unfortunate that special teams is going to have a blanket thrown over it because the blocked kick, you're going to talk about special teams being a negative, but Pinion had one of his best games that I remember him having in a long time last night, right when you needed him to have it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just got to mention him. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Thanks,
everybody needs to tell Bradley Pinion good job today. And hopefully, Arch, we'll be having a similar conversation next Monday when we talk to you.
Yeah, buddy.
Sounds good, Allie. Y'all take care.
You too. Happy New Year. Stay warm. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Hey, if you want to go to the Atlanta Boat Show, call in right now. Garrett is standing by, 404-726-0929. You have a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. It's going on January 8th through the 11th. These tickets are provided by the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show. You can also grab them at AtlantaBoatShow.com or win them right now, 404-726-0929. Coming up, we're going to take one last look at this game from last night, and we've got a life of Garrett.
Yeah. How about the People's National Championship? Not the thing you might be expecting. We'll talk about that when we get back.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.